And Mike on the Edge, 1550.
Because I'm the best at it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You'll love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
So, today I get a call from my daughter. And we're just chatting about the weekend and other stuff. And she says, hold on a second. Ethan wants to speak to you. He's 3 and a half. Grandson. He says, hey, Grandpa Mike. She goes, my real name is Mike. In case you don't know, they're just listening. You want to hear talking about Mike's kid. So he says, Grandpa Mike. Yes. What, Ethan? Will you buy me gold teeth? And I said, what does mommy say? Mommy said, ask you.
Okay. That's putting you on the spot. But you're a grandfather, so it doesn't matter.
I said, tell mommy it's okay. And I hear, here's all I hear.
Yeah.
Mommy, Grandpa Mike said it's okay. And the phone gets just thrown down, and I just hear him go running off.
You've made his day.
I hear him go running off, and then she picks up the phone, and she goes, yeah, she got that heavy Wisconsin accent. What did you tell him? I said, sure. What the hell? And then he comes back. She says, hold on, he wants to talk to you again. And then he says, Grandpa Mike. I said, yes, Ethan. He says, where do you go to get them? And I said, oh, tell mommy to take you to the gold teeth store.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, they've got their weekend plans then.
So during the commercial break, I made a call. I called, I make all my calls. I call Bart to make sure that it's Friday. He went to his classes down at Clemson.
Right.
Make sure he's okay. Check in with her. She's in the car with the kids. Things are very nutty. She said at one point, she's driving, and there's music, and there's kids, and there's three of them.
Uh-huh.
So there's and one main drone that I keep hearing in the back is obviously Ethan, the boy, because the other two are girls. And I said,
soon we're going to have to, following trends as we have during our entire careers, we're going to have to probably go along with that.
Also, I will tell you that my son has told me that this weekend will be the weekend that he gets cornrows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Listen.
He's 20. He's going to be 21 in a month.
Get it out of his system.
You know what? What can I tell you?
Right.
I've tried to tell him what a supreme tard he will look like. I've said to him, nice look, Justin Timberlake.
Kevin Federline.
And I think he's doing it just to piss me off.
You really do? Do you really think he's doing it just to get you?
No, not really. No. He's doing it.
Yeah, are there a lot of kids on campus doing it?
No, there's nobody doing it.
Because he does always dance.
So I think he's doing it just to do it.
Just to be different.
Yeah, just to get it done.
After he did it, if he got an orange bathing suit and ran slow motion on the beach.
Like Bo Derek.
Yeah, like in 10.
So anyway, so that's what's happening with my family. Just thought I would give you that update.
Well, thanks.
And, The dog found nothing dead in the backyard.
Oh, thank God. No cart guy. No cart guy.
Oh, the backwards songs. Here we go. We had these yesterday. Got a couple more for you today. The website is, what is it, Rob? Is it backwardssongs.com?
If you search backwards songs, you'll get there.
It's www.ihavetoomuchtimeonmyhands.com.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we heard the best one that we.
And see, I even know this, the part of the song that it is, but it's, if there's a bustle
in your hedgerow,
don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, mm-hmm. but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. Right.
So that's a long sentence, a large passage.
So this is the forward part uh-huh. of Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
There you go. If there's a bustle in your bedroom, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
Well, this has amazing yeah. potential.
All right, so what you play it backwards, and it appears to sing, and we'll hear this together, mm-hmm. Oh, here's to my sweet Satan.
Again, Satan.
The always. One whose little path would make me sad. Whose power is Satan? He'll give those with him 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer. Sad Satan. All right.
You makes listen, perfect sense.
You listen and see if you hear it. Now,
all right, I hear the Satans, but I have to say, the guy that's on this website, and I just want to stop you here for a second, the guy that's on this website is obsessed with Satan. Yeah. That's my prediction.
They all are, all these backward-looking guys.
This is the one where I think Led Zeppelin might have made a stab at it,
just
because
listen,
the
though.
Forward stuff doesn't make any sense.
Right. I'm going to read along with mm-hmm. and see if you don't, if it doesn't help a little
Try
bit.
Try that. Yeah.
Read it backwards.
Oh, here's to my sweet Satan. Whose little path would make me sad? Whose power is Satan? He'll give those with him 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, said Satan. Okay.
Okay.
I think this guy's got pentagrams on every corner of his body.
Pentagrams.
I need to have a pass here on the Y-O alarm.
I'll shut it down.
Okay, all right. Turn off the Yoko Ono alarm.
All right. Thank God.
Because if you play a Yoko Ono song, Kiss, 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 uh-huh. the line is, Ana Dakayedo, which means, darling, hug me. Uh-huh. So she's speaking Japanese or Chinese or whatever the frig.
Forward, she's speaking Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I can only imagine what this is.
And again, this
I would imagine it sounds the exact same way backwards.
Yoko Ono forwards. Now, translated, that means, what does it mean? Oh, darling, hug me.
Right, right.
Now, if you hear it backwards, it says, I shot John Lennon.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Okay, did you want to hear it backwards again?
Yes.
Here it is.
Oh, dear.
All right, now here's...
Yeah, if a section of her tongue was removed, she says, I shot
here's,
John.
Here's forward.
I'm not to die too.
All right, and kind of like Nell, isn't it?
Yeah,
and then here's,
yeah.
Here it is backwards.
If there...
Oh, sorry. Zep. Okay, here it is backwards. I shot John Lennon.
I shot Lennon.
Don't know about that one.
Well, I heard Lennon, and it had yeah. kind of that Japanese pronunciation of Lennon.
Uh-huh. Here's a good, before I play one last one, here's a good one from yesterday. Another one bites the dust.
Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites the dust. Hey!
And then backwards, they sing, it's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana.
This is the one we all liked.
No one.
You know, I also have found a common thread with all these.
Yeah. What's that?
They all sound like they're on the way. When you play them backwards, I can understand some of the things they're saying, but they all sound a little hearing impaired.
Yeah. And Mike, here's one that you might remember from your kids, or maybe Robbie with yours. It's a Pokemon song. It's a Pokemon rap played forward, mm-hmm. where they sing, gotta catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Yeah, gotta catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Yeah, this is from a Pokemon kids record. Okay?
Let's say backwards.
So again, hold on, just forwards. It's gotta catch 'em all. Right, yeah, right. Gotta catch 'em all. Now, according to this website, you play them backwards, and it says, I love Satan, I love Satan,
oh,
I
God.
Love Satan.
Of course.
So let's listen again.
No. He's Satan obsessed. He's No.
Clearly it says, let's meet at Michael Jackson's place.
I think this guy's house should be raided.
All right. Let's see.
Should send that SWAT all. Team in.
That's all. Okay. Well, I guess, what?
Number 9 is good. I
mean, number 9?
That's a classic.
Oh, that's the Beatles. That's the one a lot of people have heard, yeah. Right? The Beatles, I'm So Tired, playing forward. You really cannot understand what's being said. This is forward. Okay, now that's forward,
yeah.
On the Beatles record. And then here it is backwards. That's where it says, Paul is dead, man. Miss him, miss him, miss him.
Right.
Right, like the Beatles are screwing with us, because yeah. Here right. It is right. Forwards, you know, where it sounds like backwards.
Probably
okay,
is.
That's forwards. Mm-hmm. Here's backwards. Anyway, it's a nutty website. It's got about 85 different songs.
The I Buried Paul, I went nuts on. Mm-hmm. I love that.
A lot of
that's
people
do. Trail off of Strawberry.
Yeah, Strawberry Fields.
If you care, you like Rob said, do a surgeon. There's like 8,000 of them. Mm-hmm. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Enjoy.
Hello. Oh, try it now. Okay. I just did. I'll try that one. Nope,
now
not
try.
Now. Try.
Is it froze?
There you go. No, it unfroze. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
John and Mike, Radio Gods, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, wanted to let you know on the Led Zeppelin there, my uncle, when I was growing up, I'm a musician here in Wichita, and when I was growing up, he gave me this Hell's Bells, The Dangers of Rock and Roll video, and there's a whole section dedicated to the occult and Led Zeppelin's ties with it, and the translation that I actually have from that is, my sweet Satan, for no other made a path, and it makes me sad, whose power is Satan? I just figured I'd let you know that.
All right, thank you.
That makes more sense.
And I think when you're listening to
Satan, Donna Mike Show, hello. Hello?
Donna Mike.
Yeah, right. Hi.
Hey, guys. Does a guy have Pink Floyd's Empty Spaces on there when it says, film Pink, contact the funny farm?
Yes. No, Pink Floyd is on here as well. I mean, seriously, there's 85 of them here.
We're entering the acid hour now.
He's spent a lot of time with this, but let's just end with Queen.
That's Another One Bites the Dust, played backwards. Lou Ferrigno saying it's fun to smoke marijuana.
A lot of churches were on the Led Zeppelin bandwagon, and
right.
Stairway was never released as a single, but I have a 45 that was distributed by churches, and on one side it's Stairway to Heaven forward, and the flip is Stairway to Heaven backwards,
wow.
So you can follow along at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God, we're running late here, so give me 30 seconds. See if you can guess who is the top earning celebrity under the age of 25. Now, this includes rock and roll, movies, and like pro sports.
Top under the age of 12?
Under the age of 25.
25.
Number one, I'll tell you.
Dakota Fanning.
He's an athlete.
Oh, that makes it
tough. It's LeBron James.
Okay.
Then you have the Olsen twins. Then you've got Hillary Duff. Then you've got the Williams sisters. You got Lindsay Lohan. Frankie Munoz last year made $8 million.
Worth pretty it. Incredible.
Paris Hilton made $6 million.
For what?
Ashley Simpson made $5.3 million. And Who is Amanda Bynes? Am I saying that right? Amanda?
Yeah. I don't know.
Whoever she is, she made like $4 million last year.
Good for her.
And one more thing I did want to mention, some sad news. Sad news, but on the other hand, good news.
I can't stop this feeling.
This, of course, is David Hasselhoff. He's divorced. After 16 years of marriage to the same beautiful woman, David Hasselhoff, who you may know as an actor, I know as simply the hottest singer in the history of German music.
Mm-hmm. The Germans love him.
He's out there.
And that's backed up 100% in the fabulous tour de force film Dodgeball.
Here he is. I know you're a rat, Zaz. He's getting divorced. We never get a chance to play our David Hasselhoff CD anymore.
And I love that show, Baywatch.
What?
Can we play the hit?
Yeah, play the hit.
Oh, play it backwards.
Here's the hit. The David Hasselhoff hit. So anyway, he's out there. Ladies and gentlemen, hairs and frowns. Say hello to Hair Hasselhoff.
It's quite an intro, Don.
I didn't realize it went on and on and on. Right here on Reich FM.
Do you remember back in old LA? When everybody
they are clamoring for him. He's the best artist in the whole world.
And what was the fact here? The fact here about this guy. Hold on a second. David Hasselhoff, married to Pamela Bach for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
He's on the market.
Huh.
Guess how many records this D-bag has sold in Germany?
It's an amazing number, isn't it?
I'm going to say 12.
12.
Buzz guess is 12. Uh-huh. Mike?
2 million.
21.5 million albums.
We love it.
He's the hottest artist in the last 15 years in Germany.
Ventura Boulevard. We love it. We knew we had to buy his album once we saw him talking to the black car. Sounds like Knight Rider. And then he has the orange bathing suit and is saving many people on the American beach. He's such a great lifeguard singer. Oh, very good with the hair gel
and the great hair.
He talks to a black car.
Yes, but it's a good tan.
It says, hello, car. I am Hasselhoff on my record.
This is delightful to have Hasselhoff.
Very nice when he sings the songs. Sings the songs.
Which you love more, Hasselhoff or chocolate?
It's a tie. You know what would be best?
But
David Hasselhoff made entirely of chocolate.
Head to toe in chocolate.
And then we eat it.
Or you could take him over from America, dip him in chocolate.
Herr Hasselhoff.
He is very good.
We love it.
Excuse me, Dieter. Dieter Irwin, Spiewak, can we stop just for a second with this? Thank you.
Don't get shown, Klaus.
We'll break.
That's the other star in America, Lou Ferrigno, talking about marijuana.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.